Let's think about the economy of the Valley first and start out. I think there's two drivers for the economy of this Valley. First is agriculture, and the second one is recreation, which is golf in this Valley. Neither one of them can survive if we don't have a long-term, reliable, reasonably cost supply of water. Because without it, you know, this place would just dry up and it would look like, you know, the road from here to Phoenix. We're blessed out here because we have a huge underground aquifer that's got a lot of water in it. But we've abused that aquifer over the year, and we've taken a whole lot more water out of that aquifer than what is going into it. And it's not an endless supply. It won't last forever if we don't take care of it. There are short-term impacts that we started to see down in the east end of the Valley. We've seen land subsidence, and land subsidence is a direct result of overpumping the aquifer. The water district is gone to a lot of trouble and a lot of expense to try to stop that overdraft. And you guys know every one of you golf courses out there probably sends me or Desert Water Agency a check every month for some of the water you pump out of the ground for recharge fees. But I think Andy said it, you know, cost of water is not going to get cheaper as we move forward. It's going to get higher. So in the golf industry and anybody who uses water, you really got to look at how can you use that resource more efficiently, more effectively. And there's kind of there's a fight there, you know, between, I hear what Lee was saying about making golf courses playable. And when you take out bunkers and you take out lakes, you put in more turf usually. And believe it or not, in most cases, turf uses more water than a lake does. Because we're not 100% efficient. And when you have water sitting there in a lake, you lose what evaporates off, and that's it. You put in turf. You overwater that turf, and some of that water is, you know, soaking back into the ground, and you get some return flows from that. But in some parts of the Valley, it doesn't make it back to the aquifer. It flows down to the Salton Sea after it soaks into the ground. So you're actually using more water. You're applying more water than you would for just a lake sitting there. So when we talk about, you know, making golf courses playable, I understand that. I'm probably one of the world's worst golfers. But I can remember playing the tournament course at PGA West one time, and I got stuck in that great big old deep bunker that I guess it was Tip O'Neill was in when he threw his ball out. I didn't get out either, no. I did. I felt for Mr. O'Neill. I really did. But there's a lot of things you can do, and one of the things that I'm going to encourage everybody to do with your golf courses is, you know, one, think about where your turf is. There's a lot of places where you have turf where you don't need turf. If you don't need turf where it's not in play, let's get rid of it, okay? And think about that. And just where turf is, where I'm going to go out there and hit my ball, you need to have turf there. I don't want to be hitting out of the bushes or out of sand traps. But there's a lot of places and a lot of golf courses that have turf where it doesn't really come into play. Think about that. Think about making sure that you're efficient in the water you apply. You know, right now for us urban customers, state of California has mandated that we have to reduce our water use, our per capita water use, by 20% by the year 2020. Now that's a challenge for water districts to do, because you guys talked about, you know, you need to sell more rounds, get more people on there. Well, I'm being legislated into saying I got to sell each one of you 20% less water at your homes. And we all know as a business that's going to drive the cost of that product up, because I don't save much money when you buy less water from me. It costs me the same amount to send my meter reader out there to read your meter every month, whether you use one unit of water or you use 100 units of water. So there's a lot of pressures on water. But some of the things you can do when you're there, if you have the ability to use some of the alternative water supplies that we have out here in the Valley, you need to embrace that. You need to look at using reclaimed water when it's available. You need to look at using Colorado River water when it's available, because those water supplies are less costly. They protect the groundwater that we use for drinking, so that, that in the end, that saves that groundwater, saves costs, means we don't have to go through as much treatment of our supplies. But that imported water that we do bring in, every year it's getting more expensive, and there's nothing we can do about it. The other thing I think you guys need to remember, while today the golf courses aren't being legislated to use less water, it's coming. Some guy up in Sacramento, if you don't do it first, is going to come in and say, you guys are using too much water and you need to use less. You know, if you look at a lot of the environmentalists, you know, they're out there right now saying golf courses are a plague on the planet. You've all heard them say that. Those guys are gaining ground out there. So the only way you can fight back, okay, is be proactive, be efficient, be using the right water supply, and you can counter a lot of that stuff that's gonna happen. From a local perspective, the other thing that we all need to do, pay attention to what's going on in Northern California with the Bay Delta, okay? The Coachella Valley, between us and Desert Water Agency, we are the third largest contractor of State Water Project water in the state of California. Every drop of the water that we import in this valley for recharge moves through the California Delta. If they don't fix that, then you're going to have less and less water flowing through the Delta, which is going to mean, one, the price of your water is going to be supply and demand. The price of the water is going to skyrocket, and the availability of that water is going to go down. And the last thing that the water district ever wants to do is put a moratorium on building, put a moratorium on how much water a golf course can use, and come out and tell you guys, this is all you got, guys, make do with it. That's the last thing in the world we want to do. So I think, you know, being efficient, looking at how your golf courses use their water, looking at the supplies, and, you know, quite frankly, in some cases, a lot of cases, it's going to take investment on your part. I mean, switching supplies to switch from well water to recycled water or Colorado River water, it's going to take an investment, but I think it's an investment that in the end is going to save you a lot of dollars, and it's going to also put you out there being proactive, because I think from the water perspective, the real thing you got to do is be proactive, and not hide your head in the sand of the water issue and just say this is the way we've always done it and we don't want to change. I know some of our friends here up in Desert Hot Springs have got a golf course up there that they're trying to take some turf out in places where turf is what I call gratuitous turf. And they're having a little bit of a revolt from some of their homeowners up there who say, you know, we like our grass. Well, there's a lot of things I like too, and I don't get everything I want and everything I would like to have. And I think we've just got to take a lot of that as reality. And when we look at water use, because I know for you guys, water is one of the things you have to have, and it's one of your big expenses. But we really need to take a good, serious look at it and be as efficient as we can be in our water use and try to, cut back with your water efficiency without making your golf courses more difficult to play. And I know sometimes that's a little bit of an oxymoron, because you get a guy like me who plays golf, I can't go play target golf. I never know where my ball's going. So I need those wide open fairways and no sand to hit out of and everything. So I understand that. So I'm not here saying, you know, we need to go to target golf at all. But with that said, we got to be efficient with what we use and think about how we use it and make sure that that water doesn't become, you know, the key that turns on or turns off a golf course, because it really could if we're not careful as a community with what we do with water. So with that, I probably didn't spend my whole 20 minutes, but see what we get in questions and answers, and there's a lot we could talk about water. So we'll get there when and talk as much about it or as little about it as you want. It is much more fun to listen to Lee tell stories than me bitch about the water world, but we'll see how that goes. Thank you a lot.